This is Jan Hall from CFIU. My great pleasure to be able to talk to Elizabeth May today in Guelph. How are you doing today?
My pleasure. Happy Earth Day. It's gorgeous.
You know, I was just amazed the enthusiasm of the crowd when you came today. The passion with which you talk about this whole issue of water taking. It's quite refreshing. Certainly, we've been watching the growth of Wellington Water Watchers in Guelph over the past few weeks, and frankly it's been phenomenal, the amount of interest in this whole issue.
Well, and it's not, you know, this is one of the things that I'm able, because I've been working on this issue both nationally and internationally, to share with the crowd that you're not alone. Everywhere Nestle goes, they're being opposed by local people, whether in developing countries, in Canada, in the U.S., in Wisconsin, in Michigan. You've got people fighting hard to protect their aquifers because they realize that, you know, you can't make new water. If you give up all your water, you've given up all your water. And so the struggle is, yes, it's local, and yes, it's to push back Nestle here at Mill Creek. But every victory for protecting the common heritage of water, to protecting our public right to water, is a victory that resonates globally.
So, I mean, it is something that, you know, I think the enthusiasm they bring, I think the fact that you mentioned that in Michigan they were able to push back against Nestle.
And they actually, they took it to court and they won on the public trust doctrine. It's a very exciting case, and probably I should, as an environmental lawyer, say that I think that the U.S. courts were more open to that argument than our Canadian courts. We have to win this now. It's best to handle it by getting all of those comments in to the Ontario government by May 11th so that they know that people of Guelph are not going to accept their water being drained. They're not going to run dry here in Guelph for the sake of a private water profiteer that's disguising what was essentially naturally free-flowing water as a product by putting it in a fancy bottle.
It's interesting because now we're getting the politicians starting to weigh in. Liz Sandals, who's the MPP for Guelph, was recently talking about this, and when asked about it, she basically said, well, we should look to the science and let the science sort it out. I'm starting to hear them sort of playing down the impact of the water taking. Do you have any comments about that sort of response?
They can't hide behind science on this one. The science is really clear. You drain your aquifers, you don't have more water. So they can't allow, and our publicly, our elected officials in Ontario and nationally have to take responsibility for protecting our water. We've had the Walkerton Inquiry telling us to protect water at source. We know that the water that's taken out of this area will be exported out. It won't be returning to the aquifer. And we've already seen the evidence that the water is already beginning to reverse in terms of groundwater flow. So whether it's science or good policy or a public right to water, no matter how you look at it, allowing a multinational to come in and take for a pittance the water that's our children's future is not just wrong, it's obscene.
It's interesting because just before the municipal election, we were actually in Guelph. There was quite a campaign to stop the pipeline.
Yes.
They were talking about looking at a pipeline option to supply water to Guelph for the next 50 years, or the way that we would manage that. My understanding from what I've heard from city staff is that a lot of the rationale for saying that we have enough water is on the basis that we can always put a pipeline in later.
That's right. And of course we can't. Now, we've under the Great Lakes Water Quality, the new Great Lakes Water Annex Agreement, what we've done is to agree that we will stay within our own watershed. So we are no longer able to take water out of one basin of the Great Lakes and discharge water into another. So our pipe options are also shrinking. We have to recognize that there are limits to growth. And as a town like Guelph experiences increased population growth, we have to make sure we're protecting our water and not counting on bringing it in from somewhere else.
If there's one last word you can leave with the people of Guelph when they're listening to people from Wellington Water Watchers and people concerned about this whole issue of water taking, what would you tell people?
So you're so lucky in this community. You've got leadership from citizens who care. Just help them out. Send in those comments to the Ontario government so that we knock them back on their heels, and by May 11th they have more comments against this water taking than they've ever gotten before on any other permit. It's easy for you as citizens of Guelph to do the right thing. Because of the leadership of Wellington Water Watchers, you've got all the tools you need to take back the power in a democracy to say no to Nestle.
That's lovely. Thanks for spending time.
Thank you.
That's great.